Our Gwagunut, so when I was elected in to be a trustee at school district number 50, I found a letter from Gwagunut talking about changing the name to Haida Gwaii and some of the minutes, and watching that just drop off. And there were other letters from you that said we need to address equity in no uncertain terms. So I packed that with me in my binder of basic stuff that I needed to look at, and all of the policies is where you start as a trustee, just because questions would circle back, and people would say, "Oh, our policy is this or that," and so we decided and tried to table that we need to work on the policies. That's part of our job, to approve them every year, to look at them and update them as our strategic plan, come up with a plan. And so we struck a team with Harmony Williams and myself and Sharon when she was on, and Warren before that, and noticed the policies and governance. It was aims and governance that didn't that were to direct the policies, and we started to change those and had drafts of those, and were excited that we would have it presented by Haidas, or people who work closely with Haidas. Denise works very closely with Haidas for many years, and her family are First Nations, and she's educated, and Harmony's educated, and I was educated, Sharon's educated, and all really in embedded into our Haida culture as well. And so we had come up with drafts of the policy that look at exactly what you're talking about in that first section of equity in action, guided inquiry questions, like what is in place. And we noticed it wasn't in place in the policies and aims and governance. So we changed those to really come from a good place, and we're happy to bring it forward. And but we're met with that wall, like you described, Gwagunut, of just being shot out of the water. And so much so that, people would bring people in. We didn't even think about this, but people would bring people into the meetings, and all of a sudden the meeting room would be packed with people who were against it. And we were like, "Oh my gosh, we didn't, we weren't even thinking of bringing a whole bunch of elders in with us, as we were so happy to do this work and present it by, picking up where the people who came before us left off." It was hard for staff to watch, I think, and hard for us, and hard to circle back to say, "Yeah, we were really trying to do this, and Gwagunut and her team before this were trying." And how do you build protections around people who are standing up for those who, traditionally haven't been held in a good light, or stereotyped, or so they were passed in the end, and we were very excited, but it was so exhausting that none of us could continue the work into another term. We did two terms. It was so exhausting, and we felt so unwelcome by the community's response to these beautiful changes. We thought that, and it was getting to the point, and I mentioned this before, that where we felt like we needed to send in our credentials, like what kind of schooling we had, and maybe we should send that in, and that'll make people feel better, or it was just, and we still think about that. So we're thankful the new board could kind of pick up, hopefully, where that was left off. But it's in the board governance. I think it's the first two policies. There's PDFs on your website there of aims and governance.